think so. And this is something I have been contemplating for many months, and before the trajectory or the outcome of our season became apparent. So I don't think so.
That former president of baseball operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns, as he stepped down today, expected to resume that position with a different ball club in Major League Baseball, most likely the New York Mets. This is Scalzo and Brust on a Grateful Dead Thursday. We're presented, as always, by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio on the ones and twos, and we welcome in TJ Hogan, former producer of this program, former co-host of
Jump Around.
The Jump Around, thank you. And now, Terrence from Tosa. You were on with us after the Josh Hader trade took place. You were not very happy about it. And you, I will say, you did predict that David Stearns was, I believe in your words, halfway out the door.
Halfway out the door, already put the security deposit down on his swanky apartment in Queens, and guess what happens? Exactly what we thought. They laid out the game plan at the trade deadline, and it just happened right in front of our eyes. We just, make no mistake, I was dumped today. Brewers fans were dumped. We were dumped for the hotter chick, and now David Stearns is sticking around helping us set up our new dating app profile.
Do you want to rip the Band-Aid off? Do you want him out?
Out and done. Oh, my. And don't even get me started on this little, oh, thank you for being here, David Stearns, press conference today. Why are we giving this guy a press conference? He just dumped us. He just quit after he sabotaged the entire season moronic trade deadline.
But you don't put this on David Stearns, right?
Well, I mean, I thought it was Antanasio.
Oh, Mark Antanasio upstairs. He's the one pulling the strings. But David Stearns sat idly back and made terrible trade after terrible trade after terrible trade for a week.
You don't actually think he did that on purpose, right?
No, he was trying to have his cake and eat it too. What he wanted to do was help transition this Brewers team in the future with that Josh Hader trade while also making the wild card so he could say, look, I got you in the playoffs. Look at this great future pick I got you as well. Give me my flowers as I run out of town to New York. Didn't happen. They collapsed. They stunk. And they made terrible moves that put this franchise back 5 years.
Don't you think, though, that like he should get a thank you? The guy is from New York. He is going probably, most likely, to the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. And again, this will be hilarious when he ends up going to like an entirely different team, or he spends a year out of baseball and like goes and starts a record label or something. But the idea of him going, like if he has the richest owner in baseball who is willing to spend anything in the hometown in which he grew up in, like, can you blame him for saying this is a job I'm going to go and take after bringing the Brewers into the most success they've ever had in a 5-year span?
I mean, sure, absolutely. Go do you, man. Live your life. But don't do stupid things with the team while you're already halfway out the door. That clip Joshy played on the ones and twos on the way back in. Now, I've been contemplating this for months. Yeah, we know. We see what happened. We see the results. You've been half butting this for months. We know what's going on. You're out of here. And now we don't even have Josh Trey Hader anymore.
You literally blamed Antanasio.
Of course. It's all Antanasio's fault for not having a big enough checkbook and going to Norwich City over there, buying a soccer club and worrying about that and leaving us all in the dust and pennies and $5 brats or whatever it is. Yeah.
Are you willing to give someone else a shot? Because the predecessor of, one David Stearns is up next.
Do you think that Arnold was integral in this trade deadline? Do you think that they were kind of helping him along, being like, hey, this is a good chance for you and David to work together and take the training wheels off? Do you think he was a big part of this trade deadline?
I'd hope so.
Well, that stinks, because this trade deadline was horrible. Trevor Rosenthal, what happened to him? He hasn't even played. He didn't play. We traded top 20 prospect for Trevor Rosenthal and millions of dollars on the hook.
What could have been?
Oh, baby. We might have made the wild card.
But one could argue that with what Matt Arnold and David Stearns had to go through in this trade deadline is setting Matt Arnold up on what not to do.
Absolutely. I'll give you that, Ben. Don't do what David Stearns just did and have your head in La La Land while the team needs you and is making a
postseason run. So you don't appreciate David Stearns.
This is a complicated one. He was the best general manager in Brewers history. That's without a doubt. But we got one playoff series win, and we didn't make the World Series, and we just had a sabotaged season. Our season was was blown up for no reason. Sam Decker, friend of the show probably, he said it's like throwing a grenade into the locker room for no reason. That is exactly what happened. Ruined the season. So you can be
remembered. That team wasn't going to win the World Series
anyway. Of course not. Yeah, because David Stearns constructed a bunch of on the field that didn't know how to hit in pressure situations. So it's just, it's so annoying, and I'm not going to remember David Stearns for 2018. I'm not going to remember him fondly for that wonderful 2018. I'm going to remember him for the 2022 season for it completely going off the rails. And you know what? I'm going to throw the Yelich extension on him, too. He brought Yelich back for that huge money. Yelich, that's his fault.
If he did it, people would have crucified him.
You would have crucified
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. But now, with hindsight, I can yell at him for giving Yelich all that money and completely hamstringing us for the next decade.
How much of this
But
is
you
just...
started that with David Stearns as the greatest GM of all time for the Birds?
The bar's not high. I just walked over it on the way to the studio. It's not a high bar.
That's why I'm asking, is this the first initial reaction where it's just anger right now because you're just going through, you just
He's
got dumped.
We just got
in,
dumped.
And in a month, maybe it softens. But in a year or 2 years, you're like, you know what?
Is tonight ice cream and movies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a grudge holder, Craig. My life now,
you?
I will never forget
you?
This. Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
And if this is what's going to happen, Josh. Mark it down.
He's back on this program now, so you must forget grudges at some point.
we can bury hatchets, but grudges are forever. But...
get this on record. I want to hear this because we got to keep you accountable.
Yeah, I mean it's we were right about everything at the trade deadline, uh-huh. Josh. We were 100% spot on. If this turns in to the 1982 Brewers World Series runner-ups, where we start trotting David Stearns and that 2018 roster out here in a decade saying, oh, thank you for the best time in Milwaukee ever. It was our best season. I'm going to get sick because that's going to be a pinnacle of the next decade is 2018, and for no reason because we decided not to build off of that in the last 4 years.
TJ, I don't know. You got Garrett Mitchell there in the system. Maybe David Stearns has really built this thing up. And you know, like, are you hopeless now? Are they not a playoff team?
Oh, I'm not hopeless. I think Arnold's a capable general manager. I think he'll be.
You also started your last sentence with, I think David Stearns is the best GM.
Ruined for a decade, too.
Yeah, Ben can't get over that. He can't get over
the spiral that he goes through in his head. It's crazy.
She was the greatest girl I ever dated.
And then she dumped us and told us she's been seeing other dudes for 3 months. And she has a bad job. I'm not committed to this, but you know, I finally made the decision. I'm out of here. Y'all, thanks for telling me now. We appreciate it.
I think Hogan and DiMaggio are going to have a show soon on these stations.
I don't even think Josh was that passionate about anything Brewers.
He's just happy that TJ's
but,
throwing him
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I like the fact that he's teaming up with Hogan now.
Yeah. TJ and I have a lot of the same thoughts.
Day one.
TJ, you have all these thoughts bouncing around in your head. You've given us a lot. If you don't have Skelzer
right
and Bruss to give this to, are you just peppering your girlfriend with David's
fiance?
Sorry,
I was relieved when I was asked to be on the show today because I don't know like where this.
She owes us a card at least.
Oh, absolutely. Because I would have had to explain it to her in layman's terms, and that just would have like ruined the whole crescendo for me where I can't get angry.
I thought it was T-Bell and some darts.
Yeah, that's after like a brutal, like just devastating disappointment. Like I said, I'm angry. Like Greg said, I'm in the anger phase of the seven steps of grieving because we just got dumped. And they're already on the move, and they go, I'm going to be right here in Milwaukee. Yeah, okay, Dave.
What if Matt Arnold has a better personality?
Heck, yeah. I want him to. We're on the Matt Arnold
talking
train.
Talking about the girl analogy.
Wait, we're on the train? We didn't talk about this.
Absolutely. It goes Manny Machado, David Stearns. Those are the Brewers' number two villains now for the next decade.
A lifetime ban for him from AmFam Field? What
Man,
do you think?
Man, I am.
Why? He's the greatest GM in team history.
He left us. He left us. It's like Gary Sheffield. We don't celebrate Gary Sheffield around here because he wanted out of Milwaukee. David Stearns wanted out of Milwaukee. He rose up.
You don't know though. What
ride.
If he said, "Hey, look, you need to move your budget. You need to move my payroll up to $200 million," and they said no. He's like, what if you wanted to stay in Milwaukee, but he didn't give a reason to stay in Milwaukee?
Well, they figure that out before or after the season, not in the middle where he's months of contemplating in the middle of a pennant race.
Rip and Rota chimes in. I actually disagree, and I know it's a small point. I know you're just angry, but you should probably note your budget for the following season before the trade deadline so that you can plan in advance.
Yeah.
So he might have actually, you know, He might have actually realized at that point. Yeah. Anyway, Rip and Rona says, tell Hogan to calm down over there. It's just baseball. Hashtag we got Giannis. Hashtag fear the deer.
Well, I mean, thank God for the Bucks for being the only stable franchise in the state, which, Joshy, who would have saw that coming years ago? Not us.
I can't believe it.
515.
Marquette basketball's close.
Oh, we're on the rise, baby. Shaka's.
515 chimes in and says, Matt Arnold was assistant GM with the Rays when they went to the World Series. He knows what is needed for the small market transition. He will do, or small market teams, he will do just fine.
And I'll just say this last thing, hope for Brewers fans. David Stearns now has two times traded Josh Hader, and he's bungled them both. So there's hope for the next incumbent general manager that will be all right. He was the one in the Astros who sent him to the Brewers. Brewers fleeced him. And the Brewers just got fleeced. So
Austin in the 414 chimes in, says Dean Taylor was the worst GM in Brewers history. And Josh in Lake Geneva says, has anyone done a wellness check on Homer given the news? I would make the joke that he's so old that he gets a wellness check every 60 minutes, but he doesn't want us talking about how he's old. So I won't go there. Pat on the back to me.
That's good job, there. Greg. He's spry,
young man. 800-990-3776. I love you, Homer. 800-990-3776. Okay. David Stearns, are you as fired up as Terrence in Tosa, or are you just accepting of the fact that, hey, we got a great GM, the greatest in team history for the last 6-7 years, and you know what, we're happy for him to move on to the next phase of his life.
Yep, see you in New York.
800-990-3776. We'll talk to you, the Scalzo and Russ family, back in 2 minutes. We're presented by Bud Light.